The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every day we're living through a time when we think it can't get any more shocking. But I'm not sure how crazier it could be than to witness the raid of the 45th president of the United States home in Florida last week. You know, I've been interested in talking to people in President Trump's inner circle. It doesn't get any much closer than his eldest son. Donald Trump Jr., of course, is a fierce voice on social media. He's a businessman. He's the executive vice president of the Trump Organization. And it's a real honor to welcome Donald Trump Jr. to the Mike Gallagher Show. Don, welcome back. How have you been, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, extend our sympathies for your loss. Your mom passing away a few weeks ago. And wow, what a life that lady led.
Yeah, she was an incredible woman. It's a real shame, and they don't make them like that too often.
Nope, one in a million. And again, our condolences for the loss of your mom. And of course, who knew that weeks later you'd be on a radio show, being interviewed by somebody who's going to say to you, "They took your dad's passports, Don. They took his passports.
They took his passports. They took his." They took his picture books. You know, we've been lied to about the genesis of all of this, right? First, Merrick Garland didn't know anything about it. Then it turned out he personally signed off. Now it turns out he's been looking at it for weeks. You know, they can't control the narrative. They didn't envision this kind of blowback because the deep state has been working that way forever. They can't believe that people no longer trust the FBI to do the right thing after years of watching them sign off on phony FISA warrants, watching them lie, watching them try to entrap meth heads to create a narrative. There was an assassination plot against Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. These guys have done more damage to what was once a great institution, than anyone imagined. And they're shocked. They're shocked that people don't buy it anymore, Mike. It's absolutely disgusting. You know, then they go in. It's supposed to be a very detailed warrant because, you know, Trump may still have the nuclear codes, and we're worried about Russia, part 19 at this point. No, it's not that. They're looking for anything. What they're trying to do is they're going in there trying to disqualify him from running again because they know he's the only person in the entire Republican Party that would have the guts to try to actually dismantle and take on these deep state bureaucrats. Imagine Donald Trump weaponized the FBI, if the shoe was on the other foot against Joe Biden or God forbid, against Barack Obama. It's crazy. And we have to watch these people on TV. Merrick Garland, there is an equal justice under law. Really? Like, no issue with Hillary Clinton's emails or taking hammers to Blackberries or Hunter Biden on tape talking about how the Russian mob probably has his laptop, because all of our enemies have one of his laptops at this point, it seems. Crack smoking, prostitute doing, you know, no-show jobs in shady countries all over the world where his father's exercising political influence. That's totally above board. You know, but Donald Trump, we're going to take some picture books. Make sure that those people know never to step up and step out against, the great people of the deep state. It's an absolute clown show. It's a total disgrace. And then the DOJ and the FBI then use their Democrat media complex to create, the false narratives. They leak, you saw what Norm O'Donnell tried doing about the passports. No, the passports weren't taken. Yes, they were. It took about 6 seconds to disprove what she did. I'm sure she could have figured that out had she bothered to ask and had she bothered to look beyond what she wanted to desperately report. Donald Trump was lying. The conspiracy theory to truth gap used to be about 6 months. All the supposed conspiracy theorists, it took about 6 months for them to be proven correct. Now it takes about 6 seconds, Mike. And people are pissed off. Americans are, they get it. The people who have been agnostic, the people who haven't been very political, they're watching this stuff. And the Democrats and their media counterparts and the DOJ and the FBI and the other deep state cronies of theirs, they've taken it so far that they've actually sort of woken a sleeping giant, which is a big part of America who just sort of stayed politically neutral, works hard to put food on their plates and feed their families. Those people are looking at this and saying, Jesus, if this was going on in a banana republic, we'd be in there trying to take over those countries. And it's happening right here at home, and we've had enough.
It's beyond inconceivable. You know, if you were a Hollywood script writer and you pitched a plot for a movie that said that the lawyer who represented Jeffrey Epstein's team and people who worked for Jeffrey Epstein became a federal judge, and then of all the thousands of judges in the country, he's the one who signed off on this Mar-a-Lago search warrant, which evidently allowed them to seize every single document generated during the 4 years of the Trump administration, which should have been the biggest red flag imaginable. But honest to goodness, Don, that wouldn't pass muster. They'd laugh that writer out of the pitch room.
That screenwriter would have been thrown out of Hollywood for publishing something unrealistic, and yet it's there. It's happening on a daily basis. We're seeing it before our very eyes, and it's just it's clearly a political vendetta. They have weaponized the FBI. I mean, think about this. It wasn't like a couple of, bureaucrat agents showed up to Mar-a-Lago to exercise this warrant. We heard about how desperate it was, and yet, that Merrick Garland was weighing on it for weeks and months. Like, I thought, he hacked the nuclear codes. Remember that one last week? I mean, he still had them. It's incredible. He must have taken the nuclear football from the White House. They showed up with the FBI's hostage rescue team. For your listeners who don't know what that is, that's like the SEAL teams of the FBI.
Right.
Now I understand that like 3 weeks ago, there was a narrative that took about 2 seconds to disprove, although the January 6th Inquisition Committee didn't want to hear from the actual Secret Service. But, there was the narrative that Donald Trump had choked out, two young, heavily armed, very fit Secret Service agents at the age of 75, during the January 6th stuff to go be with his supporters. That took about 2 seconds to disprove, but they still ran with it for, days and probably weeks. So maybe that's why they needed the hostage rescue team to show up to an empty house to make sure, that Donald Trump didn't take out the bureaucrats serving this warrant when they've in writing said that he's been cooperating with them all along and working very well with them. What's going on here?
Well,
how does this fly in America?
And Americans
again,
are saying
if
that
if this was going on in a third world country, we'd be, the Liz Cheney's of the world would be getting us in a war, over this sort of stuff, for no good to America. But, nonetheless, but here, no problem. It's totally, totally above board.
Nothing to see.
The countless things that the FBI has allowed to slide under their radar, all the attacks, all the shootings, all the people they've had on their radar, quote unquote, that happens, and goes by. Have they stopped anything? Have they done anything other than, again, be weaponized against the political enemies of the Democrat Party? It's getting bad. I mean, I said this, the other day, and, I've gone to great lengths to sort of separate out, in my defense of law enforcement across the country who've just done such an amazing job, for the most part, separate out like the bureaucrats in charge of the FBI and the door kickers. I've been saying this stuff for, hey, we got to, but like at this point, like if the HRT is being called in to do this at Mar-a-Lago, there have to be some FBI agents willing to step up. Every whistleblower, if it's against Republicans, is turned into a deity. They've been turned into heroes. Someone's got to say something because I hear it from people individually in the FBI. Like, they can't believe what's going on. They're shocked. They usually, the tarnish on our badge, it's a disgrace. Someone's got to start saying something because if these bureaucrats can get away with it and no one does, it's getting harder and harder to defend this stuff at this point because it truly is banana republic stuff.
Donald Trump Jr. is our guest here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Let me ask you a personal question. There's a belief that it's inevitable that your dad will be indicted, that they're going to find something, that they're going to make something up. They're going to do anything they can to try to prevent him from running again in 2024. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's inevitable? Do you think we're seeing that next, or is there nothing there, and they're just going to have to keep trying?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's anything there. But again, there's got to be a reason, in my opinion, that they say, hey, we can't let your lawyers watch what's going on. You know, you got to turn off all the closed circuit television, right, security cameras at Mar-a-Lago. You must do that. I mean, why? I mean, if you're doing this and you think there's really something there, why wouldn't you want a witness to be able to say, hey, this stuff's legit? When we ask for the records, when we want to unseal, you know, the warrant. No, we can't do that. And, you know, Merrick Garland has no problem. He goes on TV. We want to be totally transparent, Mike. We want to be very transparent about what's going on. And then about 5 minutes later, once the cameras and the mainstream media, they get that soundbite, they run with it ad nauseum. Oh, we can't actually be transparent because, you know, we'd give up X, Y, Z. I mean, it's all a big lie. Right. So, I mean, if you were actually trying to be above board and it was anything beyond another, you know, yet another witch hunt, why would you act that way? Why would you do these things? So, you know, there's no question in my mind they're trying to figure out anything to stop Trump because they see him as the only threat in the Republican Party. I mean, the rest of the Republicans, frankly, you know, they're either too weak or, you know, they're still beholden somewhat. You know, someone like Donald Trump, who's successful and rich on his own and doesn't need them and doesn't need the future board seat at Big War or whatever it is to make a living, you know, that's a real threat to these guys' power. You know, they want a president that, you know, their donors can call up and he'll pick up the phone. And when they say jump, he says how high. You know, that's what they want. And so Donald Trump's the only real threat, I think, to that. So, you know, I think this whole thing has to be that way. Otherwise, you know, you talk about they get out there, talk about it's a very specific war. No, it isn't. They took picture books.
Right.
They took picture books. They're out there looking for anything.
And his past, you know,
I can't get as a child that they can try to pin on the Russians. Like, it's insane.
I can't get over the passports. Like, they thought he was a flight risk. Those agents at Mar-a-Lago had to say, well, let's get his passports because he might get on the plane and fly into North Korea. I mean, this is how crazy things are.
Yeah, well, beyond that, but then they lie about it, right? They say, no, the passports weren't taken. You saw Norm O'Donnell last night. No, the passports were. Oh, actually, they were.
Yep.
Now that we realize they're beyond the scope of the war, that didn't stop them from taking it.
Right.
It didn't stop them from taking attorney-client privilege documents.
Yep.
That's right. Like, this is a basic fundamental, like, tenet of our Constitution.
Right.
That there is attorney-client privilege. Like, they take that. I'm sure they've photocopied it. I'm sure they've, you know, they've looked at anything there that they'll then use as a basis to create yet another witch hunt to try to find something else to be able to do it. I mean, this is a violation like we've never seen before. And yet the media and all those people, you're talking about democracy and yada, yada, yada. You know, it's a wonderful soundbite for them. But when it actually matters, they're totally missing. They're silent because they're tacitly accepting it. You know, as long as it's against Donald Trump, I mean, he's the threat to democracy, not the FBI's HRT team. You know, not the guys, again, that tried to entrap a bunch of meth heads in Michigan or signed off on faulty FISA warrants, who then lied about it, who are back fully reinstated in their jobs. I mean, there's no consequence if you're on the other side. I mean, that's what's going on in America right now, and it's Banana Republic stuff. And again, from what I've seen and from the people, and you know that I'm on the ground with sort of real America probably more than anyone in the Republican Party. These people are pissed off, and it's not Republicans. There are quite a few Democrats who are no fans of Trump that are saying, "Holy crap, what's going on here?"
I got to tell you, I got about 30 seconds, but I've got a huge segment of my audience who says the next best thing to Donald Trump Jr. running, or Donald Trump, the father running in 2024, is Donald Trump Jr. carrying the mantle. Any political aspirations for? Are we going to see you run for office?
You never know. Listen, it's an honor to even be considered. I'm going to keep fighting because, you know, for better or worse, maybe I'm that guy to some of those people simply because it doesn't exist in the Republican Party, and I have the guts to actually fight and to say these things and not just say, well, you're not allowed to criticize, you know, the FBI.
Yep.
I mean, they were a once lauded institution. I'm like, no, look at their record for the last 5 years. They've stopped exactly zero attacks. They're politically persecuting, you know, they're acting as the attack dog of the Democrat Party. Like, hey, guess what, guys? We got to call that out.
Yep, got to call.
We don't just sit back and pretend that's not an issue. That doesn't mean there's not good people anymore. But, you know, the more this happens and the fewer people speak out, it's getting harder and harder to defend. And so you know, I'm just honored to be considered a fighter. We need more of them on our side because God knows, you know, we got to be playing the game the way the Democrats do, because until we do, this is never going to stop.
I'm going to take that as a maybe. Donald Trump Jr., get his book, Liberal Privilege, Joe Biden and the Democrats' Defense of the Indefensible. Thanks, Don. I appreciate you joining us. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.